Hello, I'm Pastor Steve. You are listening to EuroFolkRadio.com. We are privileged to bring you the Christian identity message to the dispersed people of true Israel, wherever they might be. We also bring you news and current events, health information, political commentary, and a little humor thrown in. We are glad that you could join us, and may Yahweh bless and keep you. Praise Yahweh.
Onward, Christian soldiers, marching as to war. With the cross of Jesus going on before, Christ the royal master leads against the foe.
Yes, shalom aleichem to all my pure-blooded white Christian Israelite brothers and sisters out there. Show's word for word, I'm Pastor Steve, and this show is for the 13th of April, 2018. I'm home, I guess. I pre-recorded this so I could have the week and get prepared. This is Friday, and I'll have a Yahweh's Covenant people to do tonight. And I want to have a little time this morning and get myself all together after coming back from the Feast of Unleavened Bread, Passover, and all that. I'm sure I'm going to be tired, but it's going to be a joyous time. But I'm looking forward to it. But by the time you hear this, it will have passed. We're in the book of Tobit. I did 5, 6, 7, 8, and 9 on Wednesday. Today, I want to do chapter 10, 11, and 12. Take a little bit more time and elucidate upon them a little bit. Oh, I'm in such a good mood. Everything seems to be working well. I'm getting everything in the files all right. Not doing too well as far as uploading shows. I still got a glitch in my program, so I'm not able to archive any shows. Sorry about that, but let me give my website and then launch into Tobit. Type in www.pastorsteve.com, and not an interactive website. You can't troll. There's no comment or chat. It's a listen and download, and there's all kinds of all kinds of two seed line Christian identity links there. By the way, this is my 369th word for word show. That's not counting the reruns that I have done. But Jasher's all finished. It's in a separate file all by itself on my website. The Apocrypha is a bunch of much smaller books. I'm not going to do some because Eli and Greg Howard and I have been doing Second Esdras. Just really tearing it apart word by word. Just, you can listen to that. When we get all done with that, I may put those on that website for you to listen to. The rest of the books are small compared to the other stuff. When I get done with all of the Apocrypha, then I will go into the quote unquote New Testament. That should be sometime in about June. Okay. If things are going to schedule. I've been working real, real hard for a long time on this, and all of this is coming to pass because of Yahweh's blessing me. He's blessed this work, And I have been diligent in my research and what I've been doing. So I hope you like the country western intros. That big band jazz are my kind of stuff. I like a lot of hot picking guitars and pedal steels and fiddles. Sorry, but I'll inflict those on you. But let's launch into chapter 10 of the book of Tobit in the Apocrypha. I'm not going to really constantly announce the verse numbers because it interrupts the flow of what's being said. You're not going to get the flavor of the conversations if I stop and say, verse 9. They flow together. Now, this is in the Greek. This is the intertestamental stuff. Intertestamental. I keep mispronouncing that. Intertestamental books with a lot of history. This is historical and moral teachings. Okay? It's not necessarily scriptural, but they quote scripture a lot, especially in this book. He's been hammering it real hard. So let's get into chapter 10 of the book of Tobit. This is about the anxiety of the parents. They just got married. The boy Tobias just got married. So we're picking up from the last show. Verse 1 here, chapter 10. Now day by day, Tobit kept counting how many days Tobias, or he, in the Greek, they name them here, they've messed with the English text, as usual, would need for going and for returning. And when the days had passed and the sun did not appear, he said, "Is it possible that he has been detained, or that Gabael has died, and there is no one to give him the money?" And he began to worry. His wife, Anna, said, "My child has perished and is no longer among the living." And she began to weep and mourn for her son, saying, "Woe to me, my child, the light of my eyes, that I let you make the journey." Emotional woman. She was worried about her little boy, even though he's big, grown man, gonna be married. You know how moms are, or they used to be, or supposed to be. You're always their little boy, or you're their little girl. May have kids of your own, but you're my child. Always a child, doesn't matter. They cling to that, and that is a healthy thing. There's not enough that do that these days. Families are falling apart. They don't have any loyalty to one another. Things have changed since biblical times. We are in the last days. That's how it is. But Tobit kept saying to her, "Be quiet and stop worrying, my dear. He's all right. Probably something unexpected has happened there, like a marriage. The man who went with him is trustworthy and is one of our own kin. Do not grieve for him, my dear." Okay. my dear, they have my sister in the Greek. That's how they addressed each other, that she was his sister in Israel. The tribal sisterhood, even though she was his wife, that's the way they talked, okay? The man, he will soon, do not grieve for him, my dear, he will soon be here. She answered him, be quiet yourself. Stop trying to deceive me. My child has perished. And she would rush out every day and watch the road her son had taken and would heed no one. Wouldn't listen to anybody. Okay. When the sun had set, she would go in and mourn and weep all night long, getting no sleep at all. Well, okay, this is going to come to an end. Tobias and Sarah are going to start for home. Now, one of the 14 days of the wedding celebration, 2 weeks, party. 14 days of the wedding celebration, it ended that Raguel had sworn to observe for his daughter. This was a big deal. Tobias came to him and said, send me back, for I know that my father and mother do not believe that they will see me again. So I beg of you, father, that's father-in-law, to let me go so that I may return to my own father. I have already explained to you how I left him. But Raguel said to Tobias, stay, my child, stay with me. I will send messengers to your father, Tobit, and they will inform him about you. He wanted to keep his daughter there. But he said, no, I beg of you to send me back to my father. So Raguel promptly gave Tobias his wife, Sarah, as well as half of all his property, male and female slaves. They were in exile, but they were prospering. Yahweh was taking care of them. Oxen and sheep, donkeys and camels, clothing, money, and household goods. Then he saw them safely off. And he embraced Tobias, or him, and said, farewell, my child, have a safe journey. This is what it says here. The Lord of heaven prosper you and your wife Sarah, and may I see children of yours before I die. That was a big thing. Now they abort them. Verse 12. Then he kissed his daughter Sarah and said to her, my daughter, honor your father-in-law and your mother-in-law, since from now on they are as much your parents as those who gave you birth. She changed families, is what she, that's how they did things. Go in peace, daughter, and may I hear a good report about you as long as I live. Then he bade them farewell and let them go. Then Edna said to Tobias, my child and dear brother, the Lord of heaven bring you back safely, and may I live long enough to see children of you and of my daughter Sarah before I die in the sight of, and they have the Lord here. So the Hebrews would say in the sight of Yahweh. I entrust my daughter to you. Do nothing to grieve her all the days of your life. Go in peace, my child. From now on, I am your mother, and Sarah is your beloved wife. Yep, and in Greek it would be sister, because that's how they talked. May we all prosper together all the days of our lives. Then she kissed them both and saw them safely off. Tobias parted from Raguel with happiness and joy, praising the Lord of heaven and earth, King over all. Now that would be the Lord, the Master. That would, like the, when I said the Lord of heaven, that would be proper. That would not be the proper name of Yahweh. Because he has made his journey a success. Finally, he blessed Raguel and his wife, Edna, and say, I have been commanded by, now here it is, the Lord, that would be Yahweh, not the Lord, to honor you all the days of my life. Because honor your father and your mother, well, these are now part of their family. So, this is about their homeward journey. This is chapter 11. When they came near to Kasserin, which is opposite Nineveh, Raphael said, that's that messenger of Yahweh. You are aware of how we left your father. Let us run ahead of your wife and prepare the house while they are still on the way. As they went on together, Raphael said to him, have the gall ready. And the dog went along behind him. They had a dog trailing with them, a pet dog, the whole way. Oh, but they're going to bring a blessing back to Tobit. Meanwhile, Anna sat looking intently down the road by which her son would come. When she caught sight of him coming, she said to his father, look, your son is coming, and the man who went with him. All right, now there's going to be a miracle. It's going to be a blessing. And his Tobit's sight's going to be restored. Raphael said to Tobias, before he had approached his father, I know that his eyes will be opened. Smear the gall of the fish on his eyes. The medicine will make the white film shrink and peel off from his eyes, and your father will regain his sight and see the light. Verse 9. Then Anna ran up to her son and threw her arms around him, saying, now that I have seen you, my child, I am ready to die. And she wept. Then Tobit got up and came stumbling out through the courtyard door. Tobias went up to him with the gall of the fish in his hand, and holding him firmly, he blew into his eyes, saying, take courage, father. With this, he applied the medicine on his eyes, and it made them smart. It hurt. Next, with both his hands, he peeled off the white films from the corners of his eyes. Now, it has then Tobit, but the Greek would be he. Okay? Saw his son and threw his arms around him, and he wept and said to him, I see you, my son, the light of my eyes. Yep. Okay. And he said this, blessed be Elohim, and blessed be his great name. And blessed be all his holy messengers. Now they have angels here. Churchy term. May his holy name be blessed throughout all the ages. Though he has afflicted me, he has had mercy upon me. Now I see my son, Tobias. So now he can see again. His sight was restored. Miracle, miracle, miracle. So Tobit went in rejoicing and praising Elohim at the top of his voice. Tobias reported to his father that his journey had been successful and he had brought the money, that he had married Raguel's daughter Sarah, and that she was indeed on her way there very near to the gate of Nineveh. Verse 16. Then Tobit, rejoicing and praising Elohim, went out to meet his daughter-in-law at the gate of Nineveh. When the people of Nineveh saw him coming, walking along in full vigor, and with no one leading him, they were amazed. Before them all, Tobit acknowledged that Elohim had been merciful to him and had restored his sight. When Tobit met Sarah, the wife of his son Tobias, he blessed her, saying, come in, my daughter, and welcome. Blessed be your Elohim who has brought you to us, my daughter. Blessed be your father and your mother. Blessed be my son Tobias, and blessed be you, my daughter. Come in now to your home and welcome with blessing and joy. Come in, my daughter. Right now, got a problem with the text right here. You have to remember, they have changed some words. So on that day there was rejoicing among all the, and it has Jews who were in Nineveh. Now that's the Judahites, the tribe of Yehuda, Yahudim, those who praise Yah. Not Jews. Ahikar and his nephew Nadab were also present to share Tobit's joy. With merriment, they celebrated Tobias's wedding feast for 7 days, and many gifts were given to him. And says, there's parts of this sentence that are missing in some of the text. Now we're going to enter chapter 12. Okay? We finished 11. We're going to do 12 today. And the next show we're going to do 13 and 14. And I'm going to give commentary above and beyond what I've given so far. Raphael's wages. When the wedding celebration was ended, Tobit called his son Tobias and said to him, my child, see to paying the wages of the man who went with you and give him a bonus as well. Okay. And he replied, father, how much shall I pay him? It would do no harm to give him half of the possessions brought back with me. For he has led me back to you safely. He cured my wife. He brought the money back with me. And he healed you. How much extra shall I give him as a bonus? Tobit said, he deserves, my child, to receive half of all that he brought back. So Tobias, or he, called him and said, take for your wages half of all you brought back and farewell. And this is Raphael's exhortation. Then Raphael, or he, in the Greek. See, they've added the names where they just have he. Then he called the two. Well, they put Raphael in here. Called the two of them privately and said to them, bless Elohim and acknowledge him in the presence of all the living for the good things he has done for you. Bless and sing praise to his name. That would be to Yahweh. Okay. With fitting honor, declare to all people the deeds or the words or words of the deeds. There's three different versions of it. Of Elohim. Do not be slow to acknowledge him. It is good to conceal the secret of a king, but to acknowledge and reveal the works of Elohim and fitting honor. To acknowledge him. Do good and evil will not overtake you. Prayer with fasting is good. Now what they have here. They have prayer with fasting. That's T. And it's, the Latin says with sincerity. But in the Greek it says fasting. But better than both is almsgiving with righteousness. In other words, to help the poor. Help your love your neighbor as yourself. A little with righteousness is better than wealth with wrongdoing. Boy, does that quote scripture. It is better to give alms than to lay up gold. For almsgiving saves from death and purges away every sin. Those who give alms will enjoy a full life, but those who commit sin and do wrong are their own worst enemies. Boy, is that ever nailing it. And here Raphael is going to disclose his identity. Verse 11. I will now declare the whole truth to you and will conceal nothing from you. Already I have declared it to you when I said it is good to conceal the secret of a king, but to reveal with due honor the works of Elohim. So now, when you and Sarah prayed, it was I who brought and read the Greek lax and read, okay? I brought the record of your prayer before the glory of Yahweh. They have the Lord here again. They just will not put the holy name in. And likewise, whenever you would bury the dead, and that time when you did not hesitate to get up and leave your dinner and go and bury the dead, I was sent to you to test you. And at the same time, Elohim sent me to heal you and Sarah, your daughter-in-law. I am Raphael, one of the seven messengers. Now they have angels. Messengers who stand ready and enter before the glory of Yahweh. Now they have the Lord here again. The two of them were shaken, but they fell face down, for they were afraid. But he said to them, do not be afraid. Peace be with you. Bless Elohim forevermore. As for me, when I was with you, I was not acting on my own will, but by the will of Elohim. In other words, he was on a mission. Okay? Bless him each and every day. Sing his praises. Although you were watching me, I really did not eat or drink anything, but what you saw was a vision. So now, get up from the ground, okay, get up from the ground and acknowledge Elohim. Now, other verses in other texts read, now bless the Lord on earth. So, see, I am ascending to him who sent me. Write down all these things that have happened to you. And he ascended. Poof! Then they stood up and could see him no more. They kept blessing Elohim and singing his praises, and they acknowledged Elohim for these marvelous deeds of his. When a messenger, again, they have angel, messenger of Elohim had appeared to them. Now, they're around us today, and we don't know that they're here, but they are. Now, that ends chapter 12. I was planning on stopping, but I have plenty of time. I've got 20 minutes. This is chapter 13. Okay. And there's only 14 chapters here. But I'm not going to be able to get 14. I'll do 14 and then start in on another book the next time. 14, let's see what we got. This is Tobit's thanksgiving to Elohim. Then Tobit, or he in the Greek, said, "Blessed be Elohim who lives forever, but because his kingdom," and it reads, "and his kingdom," just depends, "lasts throughout all ages, for he afflicts and he shows mercy. He leads down to Hades," now that's the Greek, it would be Sheol, the land of the dead, "in the lowest regions of the earth, and he brings up from the great abyss, and there is nothing that can escape his hand. Acknowledge him before the nations, O children of Israel, for he has scattered you among them. He has shown you his greatness even there. Exalt him in the presence of every living being, because he is our Lord." Now that's right, that's Master. "And he is our Elohim. He is our Father, and he is Elohim forever. He will afflict you," or he had afflicted you, "for your iniquities, but he will again show mercy on all of you. He will gather you from all the nations among whom you have been scattered." And here's the qualifier. "If you turn to him with all your heart and with all your soul to do what is true before him, then he will turn to you and will no longer hide his face from you. So now, see what he has done for you. Acknowledge him at the top of your voice. Bless the Lord of righteousness." Now that'd be all right. That would be the Master of righteousness. "And exalt the King," capital K, "of the ages." Okay. "In the land of my exile, I acknowledge him." There were exiles right then. "To show his power and majesty to a nation of sinners. Turn back, you sinners, and do what is right before him. Perhaps he may look with favor upon you and show you mercy. As for me, I will exalt Elohim, and my soul rejoices in the King of heaven. Let all people speak of his majesty and acknowledge him in Yerushalayim. O Yerushalayim, the holy city, if he afflicted you for the deeds of your hands." That's when they made idols. Okay? Works of the hands. "But he will again have mercy on the children of the righteous." All right. "Acknowledge the Lord." No, that should be acknowledge Yahweh, for he is good. "And bless the King of the ages, so that his tent," or his tabernacle, "may be rebuilt in you in joy." The tabernacle's in us now. "May he cheer all those within you who are captives, and love all those within you who are distressed to all generations forever." Listen to this. "A bright light will shine to all the ends of the earth." Many nations will come to you from far away, the inhabitants of the remotest parts of the earth, to your holy name. These are all the Israel nations in dispersion that would be regathered, bearing gifts in their hands for the King of Heaven. Generation after generation will give joyful praise in you. The name of the chosen city will endure forever, because New Jerusalem is coming down. Cursed are all those who speak a harsh word against you. Cursed are all who conquer you and pull down your walls. All who overthrow your towers and set your homes on fire. But blessed forever will be all who revere you. Real Jerusalem, the real Israelites, not the fakers. Go then and rejoice over the children of the righteous, for they will be gathered together and will praise the Lord of the ages, the Master of the ages, okay? Happy are those who love you, and happy are those who rejoice in your prosperity. Happy also are all people who grieve with you because of your afflictions, for they will rejoice with you and witness all your glory forever. My soul blesses, and they have the Lord here. No, it should be Yahweh. My soul blesses Yahweh, the great King. For Jerusalem will be rebuilt as his house for all ages. This was going to come up. See, this is during the dispersion. Later on, it was rebuilt. This is prophecy. How happy I will be if a remnant of my descendants should survive to see your glory and acknowledge the King of Heaven. Well, we're the remnant today. The gates of Jerusalem will be rebuilt or built with sapphire and emerald, and all your walls with precious stones. That's the new Jerusalem that's coming down, not the one that they rebuilt. That's destroyed again. The towers of Jerusalem will be built with gold, and their battlements with pure gold. The streets of Jerusalem will be paved with ruby and with stones of Ophir. The gates of Jerusalem will sing hymns of joy, and all her houses will cry, Alleluia. That means praise be to Yah. Blessed be the Elohim of Israel. And the blessed will bless the holy name forever and ever. Now, I've got 10 minutes, and there's only a few verses of 14. I don't know whether I can get it done. This is the beginning of chapter 14. I'm going to go ahead and do it, and we'll end Tobit today. It'll be done. So ended Tobit's words of praise. Tobit died in peace when he was 112 years old, and was buried with great honor in Nineveh. He was 62 years old when he lost his eyesight, and after regaining it, he lived in prosperity, giving alms and continually blessing Elohim and acknowledging Elohim's majesty. When he was about to die, he called his son Tobias and the seven sons of Tobias. He had seven children. And gave this command, "My son, take your children and hurry off to Media, for I believe the word of Elohim that Nahum spoke about Nineveh, that all these things will take place and overtake Assyria," that's Asher, "and Nineveh. Indeed, everything that was spoken by the prophets of Israel, whom Elohim sent, will occur. None of all their words will fail, but all will come true at their appointed times. So it will be safer in Media than in Asher and Babylon," or Babel. "For I know and believe that whatever Elohim has said will be fulfilled and will come true. Not a single word of the prophecies will fail. All our kindred, inhabitants of the land of Israel, will be scattered and taken as captive from the good land, and the whole land of Israel will be desolate, even Shomeron," that's Samaria, "and Yerushalayim will be desolate, and the temple of Elohim in it will be burned to the ground," and it was, "and it will be desolate for a while. But Elohim will again have mercy on them, and Elohim will bring them back into the land of Israel," which he did. "And they will rebuild the temple of Elohim, but not like the first, until the period when the times of fulfillment shall come. After this, they all will return from their exile and will rebuild Yerushalayim in splendor, and in it the temple of Elohim will be rebuilt, just as the prophets of Israel have said concerning it." That would be the second temple. "Then the nations in the whole world will be converted and worship Elohim in truth. They will abandon all their idols." That might be the third temple, okay, the one that's coming down. Now, this is only the Israel nations he's speaking of there. "They will all be converted and worship Elohim in truth. They will abandon all their idols, which deceitfully have led them into their error. And in righteousness they will praise the eternal Elohim. All the Israelites who are saved in those days and are truly mindful of Elohim will be gathered together. They will go to Yerushalayim and live in safety forever in the land of Abraham, and it will be given over to them." That's coming. "Those who sincerely love Elohim will rejoice, but those who commit sin and injustice will vanish from the earth." Okay, you hear that, Edomites? "So now, my children, I command you, serve Elohim faithfully and do what is pleasing in his sight. Your children are also to be commanded to do what is right and to give alms and to be mindful of Elohim and to bless his name at all times with sincerity and with all their strength. So now, my son, leave Nineveh. Do not remain here. On whatever day you bear your mother beside me, do not stay overnight within the confines of the city. For I see that there is much wickedness within it, and that much deceit is practiced within it, while the people are without shame. See, my son, what Nadab did to Ahikar, who had reared him. Was he not, while still alive, brought down into the earth? For Elohim repaid him to his face for this shameful treatment. Ahikar came out into the light, but Nadab went into the eternal darkness, because he tried to kill Ahikar. Because he gave alms, Ahikar escaped the fatal trap that Nadab had set for him. But Nadab fell into it himself and was destroyed. So now, my children, see what almsgiving accomplishes and what injustice does. It brings death. But now my breath fails me. This is the death of Tobit Nana. Then they laid him on his bed, and he died, and received an honorable funeral. When Tobias's mother died, he buried her beside his father. Then he and his wife and the children returned to Media and settled in Ecbatana with Raguel, his father-in-law. He treated his parents-in-law with great respect in their old age and buried them in Ecbatana of Media. He inherited both the property of Raguel and that of his father, Tobit. He died highly respected at the age of 117 years. Old man, yes. Before he died, he heard of the destruction of Nineveh, and he saw its prisoners being led into Media, those whom King Syazares of Media had taken captive. What is that? Ahasuerus, I think. Of Media had taken captive. Tobias praised Elohim for all he had done to the people of Nineveh and Asher. Before he died, he rejoiced over Nineveh, and he blessed Yahweh Elohim forever and ever. Amen. Now they have the Lord again. That's about it, brothers and sisters. That finishes the book of Tobit. So I have to rearrange my little schedule here and get into the book of Judith next. That's not a problem. It has been a distinct pleasure reading this to you. I have very much enjoyed it. I hope you have. And we will go continually through these books of the Apocrypha until we are finished. May Yahweh bless and keep you. Praise Yahweh.
Onward, Christian soldiers, marching as to war. With the cross of Jesus going on before, Christ the royal master leads against the foe. Forward into battle, see his banner go.
Listening to EuroFolkRadio.com, a voice for European people worldwide.